জননীং শারদাং দেবীং রামকৃষ্ণং জগদ্গুরুং পাদপদ্মে তয়ো শ্রিত্বা প্রণমামি মুহুর্মুহু প্রণমামি মুহুর্মুহু। So I have not prepared anything to talk about. I would prefer that if you have any question, then it will be much easier for me. We can start from there. But as Ushama has said, that to start with Ma. So let us have that little bit. I'll talk about Divine Mother. This whole universe we see is according to Vedanta or whatever philosophy you bring, it is because it is the domain of the Divine Mother. We know that Brahman, in Vedanta they call Brahman, Brahman is Satchidananda, that is eternal, absolute, unchanging one. But how that one became many, that's the question. We are here. And that is our day-to-day life. Transcendental reality is for those who have really lifted their mind into that level and they be in samadhi, they can understand what is transcendental reality. But for us, our day-to-day life rotates around our pains and agonies, sufferings and troubles and turmoils. So there is who is the controller there? Whose domain is this? Our scriptures say it is the domain of the Divine Mother. Tantra says it is Mother. Tantra says that the whole universe is pervaded by one reality which is called Mother. Ramprasad, you have heard the name of Ramprasad, Kamalakanto, such people, they have experienced Mother everywhere. And Ramakrishna in that day only saw Mother everywhere, not only in the temple, but in the street, seeing anybody, he could see the Divine Mother and nothing else. Even his carriage was going through the Calcutta streets, which is not a very pure area, but anyhow, but when he saw some prostitutes dressed like that and making some gesture, posture like that, Ramakrishna, what he saw? This is the point to understand. I may not see. My seeing does not mean anything. But Ramakrishna saw and he prostrated there and said, Mother, you are here in this form? You are here in this form. See, the highest Vedanta says, what is this universe? This universe is Satchidananda plus name and form. One reality only differs in name and form. So here Sri Ramakrishna is penetrating the form and saying, Mother, you are here in the same way as he sees Mother in the temple. That means that one reality, according, it is called, that's why Tantra, though it is left-handed Tantra and other things are very popular, maybe people feel attracted to that, but real Tantra is to see God, Mother in everywhere, and that is the Tantra. To reach that point is the Tantra. And there you will find that it is pervaded with Mother. Whatever we are seeing ignorantly, it is all Mother. Because Upanishad, you go, Upanishad declares, Eko aham bahushyamo prajayeti. I was alone in my own divine glory. I was alone. Eko aham. I am alone. And bahushyamo. I intend to be many. And then, as soon as he thought that, bas. Prajayeti. And from that created the whole universe. And there came the Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, all these Vedas, stars and galaxies and these, and nothing, it came out of his infinite self. That's why it is the same mother, Ramakrishna concluded, it is Vedanta, highest Vedanta, how to apply in day-to-day life, that is called Tantra. Highest Vedantic truth is the absolute reality, Satchidananda, everywhere. According to Vedanta, they will say it is all Maya. What you are seeing, it is all Maya. Maya means what? Swami Vivekananda has defined what is Maya. Maya is called Yama, Shankaracharya said, Yama, Samaya. What is not there, that is called Maya. But it appears to be so. So we look, their traditional example, we look in the darkness a piece of rope and we mistake it to be a snake and we feel the bite of it and we cry and weep and go to doctor even. Then we come back and put a flashlight and then we see it is a rope. The rope was all the time rope. Rope never changed into a snake. But rope changed into my mind as a snake. So it is mind. It is only one. The Divine Mother in the form. That's why Mother's form you look at. Ah. Two hands holding terrible thing. One hand is stood holding sword. My God. That's why many people get frightened with this Mother. But it is so symbolic. What she is trying to kill our ignorance. Ah, the sword to protect me. Huh? Another is taking away my ego, the head, and blessing and boon. There is nothing but blessing and boon. And the whole universe is a mixture of this blessing and boon. But there is also a position of sword and what you call correction. Correctional measures are necessary. You as mothers, all have the experience when the children behave little differently. You scold, you sometimes become little unkind, isn't it? Mom becomes unkind sometimes, no? Does not give what you want. You say, give me, no. So cry. We think our mom is so rude, does not like us. But in our ignorance, I think that mom does not like. But the fact of the matter is that mom knows that what you are asking for, if I give, that will not be good for you. So this duality of happiness and misery, pleasure and pain, joy and its opposite, is there in our life all the time. Here, it differs from the concept of the Christian ideas, that God is all good. Okay? God is all good. That's why the problem comes, why God does this to me? This is a normal question. Why? And we say, what God was doing on 9/11? Was he sleeping? He didn't take care of the people, innocent people. Why? We think God is all good. And anything bad comes, whatever I don't understand in our life, whatever suffering and pain comes, we think it is coming from some Satan or some devil. And who is the devil? Who is that Satan? Satan has the equal power like God. God plans one way and he can create some hodgepodge there. So, as if, see, a Satan parallel to God, a parallel government. He wants to run a parallel government. So then our power of God becomes little reduced, is it not? If someone can compete and make him do things or his ideas change by this thought of another Satan, then I will worship Satan. Satan is more powerful then. But this is the greatness of Hindu philosophy. It does not create another devil here. Mother, the same mother who loves and cares the child and feeds with so much love, affection, the same mother When I am not behaving properly or it is not good for me, give some type of some, what you call, spanking or scolding. In this country, they don't do spanking. Then you are in, you will be in trouble. So the point is that this is not a negative thing. It is not that mother is unkind. So God is both aspect, this aspect and that aspect. Both aspect is mother's aspect. And both are most loving and kind and benign form. Because, you know, through our lessons, see in our life, through our lessons we learn so many things, is it not? We learn the greatest lessons through our suffering and pain. When we are in good days, we don't need any God or anybody. That's everything is going on fun and happy and everything is going on, no? Even we don't need to think of mother, no? But when suffering comes, then we cry out, "Oh Ma, what has happened?" Ma is the first word which comes in our mouth, no? This is such ingrained into our very thought. So to worship God as mother is a very important practice. And really, the truth of the matter is that the whole world is pervaded by the presence of the Divine Mother. Whether it is in tamaso appearance or rajaso appearance or sattiko appearance. But these are needed. When someone does not understand the sweet language, you need to tell him in a stronger voice. If that also does not work, then you'll have to be little for your betterment. So it is the Divine Mother's play going on in the world. So we have to look at this, that whatever comes as the blessings of Mother. Happiness and misery, both are blessings. We as a devotees, we must have to see the kind hand of the Divine Mother. Because through this, what is the purpose of life? Purpose of life to be established in absolute joy. We have experienced what is called joy. If we eat good food, it will be joy. How much? Tip of the tongue, it comes down here. It's a memory, is it not? When we are eating, that much is joy. But when it comes down through the throat, and then what happens? Then it becomes a memory only. And if I get a good food today, very some nice food, and tomorrow I miss that, what will happen? I'll not be happy. I'll be disturbed. I'll feel some anguish. But this is sense joy, which comes through the limitations of the senses. So all the senses God has created wonderfully. Mother has created this whole universe. But her play is going on. Mother is playing hide and seek sometimes. Mother wants to play, don't want to just appear before and give the total show that I am here. There is a song in Bengali, it is called, there is a music, it is called Maake Dekhbo Bole Bhavna Keu Koronaro. Don't, no one in the world expect that I will have to see mother. She is our mother. She is Tomar Amar Ma Sudhu Noy Jagoter Ma. She is the mother of the universe. And what he is saying? Ange Daro Daro Dhare Jabe She Do Bindu Jare. When you are sweating hard with a hard work, and you are sweating, Bayu Rupe Ke Tomare Batas Kare Anibar. See, when you are really sweating, you are extremely hot. And so when you are sweating, suddenly you see a cool breeze touches your body. It is mother fanning you. Can't you feel that? See, a devotee's eye sees the thing totally different. Bayu Rupe, in the form of Bayu, Ke Tomare, who gives you this peace and love, Batas Kare, like a she is fanning you. So, you see, that's why don't think that you will have to see mother in any way, but feel the presence of mother. Maake dekhbo bole, I will have to see mother. This thought, don't bring that thought into your mind and think that one day I will see. Try to feel every moment mother's grace. So this, by seeing the grace of mother in our happiness and in our misery, then what happens? We get established into that joy, which is the abiding joy. This joy cannot, nobody can take away that joy. But if it goes only to the sensate joy, that moment it is here, and moment it goes away, we are again into the same misery and suffering, voidness, emptiness comes in us. So this is the experience, and Vedanta also, in the Chandogya Upanishad and other Upanishads, if you read, how it is matched in a way. There also they say that when the sun's rays are falling and touching on your skin, you feel that the Lord is touching you. The same way, the feeling the presence of the mother in every breath of our life. That is the idea, how we can cultivate that through our sufferings and pain. That is the major thing. Thing is that it is all these scientists, spiritual scientists, through their experience and through their revelation, they have proved that they are feeling the presence of mother. I cannot feel at this point because I am a student. I don't know that much. But we have to strive, strive and strive. You see, when you are singing for in the name of mother and when you get absorbed, how much joy you can feel. We think that someday we will have to see mother in a particular form. Yes, that is also our expectation. But we are ignoring the presence of mother every moment in our life. Whenever something is going on, you see someone comes and sympathizes you. Why don't you see mother is doing that? Maybe I am in very bad time and I am really passing through horrible situation. Somebody has misbehaved with me. Yes, that's also mother. But look at the other side. Somebody has come to console you. That is the play of the Divine Mother. So, in this perspective, if we look at the life, someone, sometimes in our life, you know, you get praise and you get blame also. Yes, that is the fun of mother going on. Mother does in one sense, gives you appreciation and then say, let me see how much this, my child can remember me or how much he forgets me. And then, then again, opposite. This whole world is opposite, play of the opposites. This joy, this suffering, this pain, this relaxation, this peace and then restlessness. So this point is that the whole universe is the play of the Divine Mother. And it has been, we can think about that from different perspective. I have talked about the Vedanta philosophy. Vedanta philosophy says that it is Satchidananda is the truth and Maya has made it the same one appearing to be many. An example is that mother is Maya. That's why it is called Mahamaya. And Tantra, we only put that word Mahamaya. Philosophically, little difference is there. We are not going to that. Actually, we can say one time. The difference is that in Vedanta, the Maya, we do not know when it started. That's why I call it is beginningless. But Maya has an end. That means the play of this duality has an end at a point of achievement of the highest wisdom. But this Tantra will say that Mahamaya is from the beginning. And Mahamaya is playing this, and Mahamaya will remain forever. Her play will go on. But you may attain, you are in the lap of mother, finished. Your purpose is done. But we may be singing, crying and weeping the same way, and mother's fun and play will go on. Say Ram Prasad, say Kamalakanta, say all the mystics, Ramakrishna and all, so many people afterwards, they have realized mother and felt the presence of mother. Still see, we are still in darkness. So the point is that is the Vedantic stand, that this Mahamaya's play will go on. Mahamaya, according to Tantra, is a continuum. Her play goes on. So long creation, she is there. Creation is impossible without the mother's presence. But this Maya, this Mahamaya, can be kind enough to open the door. Swami Vivekananda had a poem, my play is done. When mother will take us in her lap? When we shall be freed from all these entanglements? That means, mother wants us, what? Mother wants this, every mother did that. So why not the Divine Mother? Mother wants to be busy with her own business. So, she gives the baby some toy. So that baby will be happy. Even nowadays, toy is not available. Just put the baby in front of the television. And the baby will look, and one thing another going on. So long it goes on, the baby is engaged into it. And it is mother's play, you see. She does not want, she wants the play to go on. So she puts. And now the baby is done with one toy, you know, mother will purchase another toy. So in our life, one toy after another toy, another toy after another toy. You look at our life, since we are babies, children like them, and we are now matured and we are going to the fag end of our life. So it is a continuous toy changing. And we supplying the toys. It is Divine Mother supplying the toys. And then when the mother will take the baby, giving up all other things, Ramakrishna said, when the baby will be crying and weeping and rolling in the ground and say, Mom, I don't want anything, and give any toy, throw it away. I don't care for anything. Then only, even mother is cooking, she puts her pots and pans down and runs after the baby to take in her lap. So Swami Vivekananda's beautiful poem, he said, my play is done. I have played from life after life, this play is going on. And in this life, going through this experience, that experience, it is your play going on. And I am now tired. I don't care for any more play. Just stop this play for me. And open the gate of light for me. That is the Swami Vivekananda-like person talking that way. And you know from the beginning, Swami Vivekananda, how Ramakrishna asked, what do you want? Vivekananda said, I want to be in Samadhi. And occasionally you eat little, come down, and then again go to Samadhi. Sri Ramakrishna said, I thought that you will be much greater than that. Are you so selfish that you will eat and just go to Samadhi? I thought that you will be like a big banyan tree. Under your shade, so many scorching souls will come and take rest. And you are like a selfish person saying, I will be in Samadhi and eat in Samadhi. Then also he said, then one day, anyhow, then he said, he was hankering for that Samadhi, and one day, in Kashipur Garden House, he had a Samadhi. And when he had the Samadhi, his hand, his whole body is bending like that, and breath is gone. It is like a dead body. All the symptoms of the dead body came. And somebody ran to Ramakrishna, he's in the second floor. And so Narayan has become like dead. Ramakrishna said, let the rascal be like that for some time. he was too much pestering me for long for that thing. Then what happened? You see the trick, you see. Then he came after Samadhi when it is broken, after being in that Samadhi state for some time. Then when he came up in the Ramakrishna's proximity. Then Ramakrishna said, now you got a taste of it, is it not? Huh? Now it is locked. The key will be with me. Huh? Now you do mother's work. Mother's work. See that condition. Mother's work. And this Vivekananda was not so much favor of mother, you know. He used to criticize Ramakrishna and sometimes say, hey, still he goes to the Kali temple. As if it's something bad karma Ramakrishna is doing. That is, he does not know what is Advaita Vedanta or something like that. But anyway, Ramakrishna didn't mind it. But he said, now the key is with me, you do mother's work. And you know, then onward Ramakrishna, Vivekananda was mad, running from one corner to the other corner of the world and crying and weeping for the how to help release from the suffering of the people in poverty, in misery, in whatever field of life. And then come back, Swami Vivekananda went to Kshir Bhavani, went to Amarnath. And when he came back, and he came back to the temple of, what temple? Remember? Yeah. Kshir Bhavani temple. And that Kshir Bhavani temple, that temple has been dilapidated and destroyed by the Muslims. So seeing that there is no structure and mother is worshipped in such a very ignoble situation, then he was standing and saying, oh, had I been present there, I would have fought it out and protected this temple from all demolition. Natural. A fiery person like Vivekananda thinking. And then there came a voice. From the mother's voice, a divine voice came. I protect you, or you protect me. If I wish, I could have created a seven-story golden temple just now. He heard this divine message from mother. And the Vivekananda, the fiery Vivekananda, just became a child. And that is the thing you will find, the beautiful, very powerful letter written to MacLeod. That's, and in that letter he's saying, the Vivekananda, who was an orator, who was a preacher, who was a well-renowned writer, that is dead and gone. Now remains that child who used to be at Dakshineshwar at the feet of Ramakrishna, that baby, that child. See, total transformation. A man who preached the whole world Vedanta philosophy, the whole of India forgot what is his traditional spiritual treasure. Vedanta, Vedas, Upanishads, no? He revived all these things. He communicated this message to the whole world. And what a change in the American psychology and in the Western psychology. But after all this, he became turned like a child, no? And then he said, Ramakrishna, he put into me what is she is to call his mother. And that mother is making me run like a mad guy all over the world. I have no rescue. He didn't want it, but it was mother's will he want. So to understand this, that what is the mother? What is mother's power? What is mother's will? And how she works? She works through all of us. And for our own freedom, mother wants that we should be out of it. And how? To going through these situations of life. Pleasure and pain, happiness and misery. We have to hold on to this truth that there is a mother. You know, Sarada Devi said, my child, don't forget that in your happiness and in misery, in your suffering and in joy, you know that there is a mother for you. So this is the protective power of mother. And also, devotees always look upon the suffering and misery or pleasure and pain both as a boon from mother coming. Those who call mother worshiper, they call Ma. Someone can say Rama, someone say Ganesha, someone say Hanumanji. So the point is that that is the power. And particularly mother is a very sweet term. Mother has a relationship in our heart. When we say Ma, it always gives us protection, no? The mother is to protect us from our suffering. I am in difficulty, Ma will take care. The children don't think of anything when they are near mother. Of course, when we become adult, then we don't care for mother, and mother, then we are in trouble. But when we are real kids, the babies, baby does not know anything. Baby is hungry, crying. Mom comes and feeds. Baby is in stomach ache or headache. Ma knows. Ma says, oh, the baby is having headache. Actually, how the ma knows? The baby cannot say, but how the mother knows it is headache or stomach ache? This is divine mother. The divine mother in our earthly mother. And you see, the baby is protected. Suffering, high temperature, low temperature, or whatever happens, it is mother's business. She will have to call doctor, she will have to feed what is medicine or whatever. Child does not know anything. Child is totally free. So this is the benefit of worship of mother. That if we can think that she is my mother and she is by her wish the whole universe is moving. So and if I can be a baby unto her, then our problem is no problem, it is your problem. That is a sadhana, day-to-day practice. If we can think that way, pull ourselves down, our ego little down, that's the ego is the head, cut the head. That ego, humble and putting our head at her feet and say, Mother, you take charge. That's why the beautiful song is there, that I am the instrument, you are the machine, I am the machine, you are the machinist. So to give the authority, power of authority to the Divine Mother, who actually is responsible for everything. Whatever I may say, I did it, I did that, I have no power to do anything. But still, in ignorance, we always think that I am doing something. And so long I am thinking I am doing something, the suffering is coming to me to have these results of this suffering comes to me. But ultimately, there is some good in every action, whether we understand it or not. At that point, we don't understand. As time passes, we find that because of that happening, I am here, is it not? Look at our own life. We are here, why? We are here because of some happenings in the past. As I said, if everything was very smooth and running, probably we would not call upon God. They are great people who, without any action pains, comes to mother. That's why Gita suggests that we have four types of devotees, is it not? Artha, who is in suffering and pain, Jiggasu, who is questioning to know, Artharthi, who is in demand of money and some other problem, and Gyani, of course, Gyani is Gyani. But all are my devotees. So we are all mother's children. We just only to have this simple faith that though we go through suffering, but it is not ultimate bad, but it is for, there is some reason, there is some meaning I do not understand. There is a mystic saint who is called Rajanikanto. Rajanikanto was a mystic poet. He said that when he was in incurable disease, he was hospitalized, and that killed him. That disease killed him. But at that point, he's writing a poem, beautiful poem, and we sing that. That, O Lord, what a mercy that your love has given me this incurable disease. It is your grace. And I can feel your presence there. And he's saying, Dayal. Dayal means who is compassionate, embodiment of compassion. You are the embodiment of compassion. And what a grace you have given. But it is difficult when it comes into our life. Rabindranath Tagore, the mystic poet, Nobel laureate. When his son died, he had a beautiful song written. He said that, I didn't understand. You break my heart. And I didn't answer. I was crying and weeping. But I didn't understand that you broke my heart and take away my wealth and everything of my heart. But you silently entered there and make your seat prominent to fulfill my all wants. See, it's not a matter of joke. We may, in a lecture we can say something. But when it is coming in the life of Rabindranath Tagore, in most of the expressions where he has given the highest adoration to the suffering, we'll find they're so sweet. He's seeing some grace aspect in that apparent suffering. For us, it is very, 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 very difficult to find that type of thing when we are really going through some odd situation. But if we think that Swaste, Swami Vivekananda has a beautiful composition, in happiness, in good health, and in my disease health, your sukha-dukkha, your hasta, your compassionate hand is protecting me, guiding me. So this gives us at least, that's why it is called Tantra, is a practical application of Vedanta. Vedanta is too high. Satchidananda, Brahman, 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 everything, and all this false, false, false. It is not false. We say it is all true. Ramakrishna gave the example, no? Say that, there is a wax museum. He said a garden made of wax. And there you see the tree is made, but tree is not tree, it is wax tree. You go to the Los Angeles or Hollywood wax museum. Have you visited that? I have visited twice. My reason of going was that the Belur Math wanted to make some Ramakrishna statue, Holy Mother statue and Swamiji statue, so that in that Calcutta heat and this, humidity, they can really be survive there, they can make a wax statue. But we inquired and things, it can be done, but it is too much expensive and also to preserve all this trouble. So, anyhow, I went twice. So, if you enter there, you know, from the beginning, whatever you are seeing, all the film actress, some of the famous film actress, they are standing in different pose that you can find. And also there is a beautiful Last Supper table where Christ is there, his disciples are there, and there is a bowl, and there is some wine, and the bread is there. You see bread, you see bowl, you see wine, but it is nothing but wax, 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 wax. There is Christ, he is also wax. It's a bread, it is also wax. The wine, that is also wax. The table, that is also wax. The floor, that is also wax. So that is the conclusive part. It is not negation. I see God, I see Mother, because it is in the form. And whatever I am seeing, the floor, the interspace, it is also Mother. So there is nothing but Mother in the universe. So this, if this type of concept we can create, that is the very fundamental principle of Mother worship. And the Mother pervades everywhere, in good and bad. Particularly this is the aspect where we cannot reconcile. And even dualistic religion in other places can't reconcile. As I said, the Christianity cannot do that, because they will have to create somebody to take charge of the evil things and the good things only God. But here is our Mother. She takes both the charge, good, bad. But it is good and bad both for your benefit. I want to make you spiritual. So when suffering comes, That's my common example. Probably you have heard maybe. I give this example when you go to the jewelry shop and you like one, some necklace or something, very nice design, no? You are attracted to that. But, and its price is costly because it is a nice design. But now think of how this necklace has become necklace. It was a nugget of gold. If someone gives you the nugget of gold, you will not appreciate that. You can bring it, make it for future sale when the gold price goes higher. That may be one thing. But you are not interested. What they do? You take the nugget. You have seen the blacksmith, like the goldsmith, how they prepare this ornament. In India, we see that. I do not know here if the same process or not. They put the nugget first into acid to clean it. My God. The nugget will say, oh my God, what did I do? Other nuggets are happy and you are putting me into acid. So mother will say, we may complain to mother, what is going on? You know, so many children are happy and you are putting me into trouble and this is burning. And then, but mother will smile. One time will come, you will appreciate me. Not now. And then the mother take goldsmith will collect that. And then now put under the Bunsen burner flame. And they'll blow over the flame so that the nugget of gold melts. Oh my God. It is melting. Your angularities. Everything is gone. It is melted. And at the same time, chiseling and hammering. With a mallet they do hit to do the design up and down like that, this, that. Everything is going on. And the process when it is going on, what that nugget will say? Why so much torture? What did I do? Why are you so unkind to me? Why are you doing that? But mother will say, my child has a purpose. And when it comes to the sales counter, people don't look at the nugget. So you give the same weight gold in a beautiful ornament and keep a nugget, just a piece of gold. People will purchase that gold piece or will go for this beautiful design. So he, Chandi also says, whom I want to make great, I take them through this path. This is her choice. She can do the other way also. We may say, why mother, are you so unkind? You can do the same thing. Can you not make a separate policy to do? At least I cannot take that much. But it is said, even if we can say with a simple heart, mother, I cannot take that much, load gets released. Holy Mother said that when suffering is suffering for tremendous suffering, but one who is surrendered to God, to mother you say, then the pain which should have been much severe to withstand, it will be like a pinprick. So this is the point. That means major part of the mind will go in a surrendering attitude. So the mind gets reconciled there. We suffer more when mind does not reconcile. Mind will say, why for me? Why I? And what did I do? I am a good person. I didn't do anything wrong. And see, other people are doing all the types of things and they're quite happy and they're enjoying their life. And I, an honest person, going through these terrible problems. So this is the point to think, mother has a will. If we can surrender to mother, that let thy will be done. And if we feel that she is our mother, she cannot do anything wrong to give us pain and suffering. It is only for our benefit, in which way we do not know. Rabindranath Tagore has a beautiful few, two lines again. He says, oh Lord, I do not know your grace, tomar karuna, kon path diye, in which channel, in which path, tomar karuna, kon path diye, kotha loye jaye kahare, how it takes each one of us, in which direction, we do not know. But I, Rabindranath Tagore is saying, sahasa dekhinu, suddenly I see, through all these troubles and problems of life, to this pain and agonies of life, sahasa dekhinu, nayano melia, my eyes are open now today, and I see, enecho tomar duare, I am at your doorstep. I see you face to face now. Huh? Taking me through so many ways, at last I can feel that you have brought me there. When I was going by your dictate through this way, that way, I didn't understand that. But now I can feel that it is you have a purpose and you brought me to your doorstep for full peace and satisfaction. So this is philosophically, mother is everywhere, but emotionally we can connect with mother because we have the motherly feeling. That's why Swami Premeshananda wrote a poem about Holy Mother Sarada Devi. She said, Nikhilo Matri Hridayo Sagaro Manthana Sudha Murati. Beautiful translation, beautiful idea he has given. Nikhilo Matri, suppose all the love which every mother contains in their heart, you extract that and pile up in one place. Nikhilo Matri Hridayo, the heart, the loving, compassionate, and all dedicated, the heart of a mother, just you pull out and collect in one place. Of whole universe, means not human being. Even the cats and dogs, see the birds, see the reptiles, wherever, how much love for their babies. That matri bhav, that totally put together. Nikhilo Matri Hidayo Sagaro, and if you churn that love, put it in a pot. And then you churn it. That means cream. Out of that cream will come. That is the mother's form, Sarada. That's why she is the mother of the thief. She is the mother of the Mahajnani, Vivekananda. Down to the Muslim thief. So that is the mother, because that mother is everywhere. And that mother is taking us through chiding sometimes, through little affectionate dealing. But if we know for sure that that is heart play going on, let us surrender. Let us say, let thy will be done. Then we can relax. You can float in the current. But we are really, our problem is that we cannot accept it. We say, we resent. As much resentment, so much is our suffering. But when we see, I cannot do anything. What can I do? Tell me. That's why you look at that Swami Totapuri. Look at Totapuri. Totapuri was thinking transcendental reality. Brahman alone is the truth. He was quite happy there. But you see, like us, when stomach pain went to such an extreme, and he thought, my God, why so much pain? I am not the body, but you are not the body, but the pain, when pain comes extreme, I am the body, my pain. And when that was going on, and he thought, I don't want this. So the body is an obstacle. I will just throw it away. How? I'll just dive into the ocean, into the stream of Ganges. Ganges was a huge water content, no? And now you see, he thought that I like to just give up this body. I am Atman. I am not the body. See, he has the Guru of Ramakrishna to give him the nirvikalpa knowledge, no? Absolute knowledge. And now he went down into the Ganges. And Ganges, he is walking. As much he is going, there is no water to dive deep, knee-deep water. He cannot get more water to go up to this and drown. And he went in the opposite direction of the Ganges, starting from Dakshineshwar side, opposite side, that Uttarpara side. And he thought, what is this? What is this Maya? And I couldn't get sufficient water in the Ganges. Even now you go, it is all silted, but still you can drown. But in those days of Ramakrishna's time, how deep? Sometimes ships used to come up to certain point. And he could not find any water. Then again he came back all the way to Dakshineshwar. And he was surprised, my God, what is this? Then he came to Ramakrishna and said, yeah, I am in excruciating pain. And you know, I wanted to went to commit suicide, but I don't get any enough water in the whole Ganges. Then Sri Ramakrishna, you rascal, you don't believe my mother. Just go and salute there. So, you know, a Brahmagyani par excellent, who has realized that I am Atman, I am Brahman, transcendental reality. But come to the point, you are living in the world, you are in the relative plane. When you are samadhi, there is no pain. True. Whose pain? Body's identity is gone. But that's why our problem is here. We are not in transcendental reality. Intellectually, we may say, I am Atman, I am Brahman, I am not the body, not the body. Good ideas. But if Totapuri is trying to drown himself because of the stomach pain, so severe, what about our pain? We'll be crying and jumping. No. So now, he then really went to mother. And what he saw? He saw the mother is not the image anymore. His whole concept was revolutionary change. And you read in the Ramakrishna Lila Prasanga or my play, Divine Play, you see that mother became radiant, present, eyes are as if palpably present, mother there, and everything is radiant and light. And he fell down at the feet of mother and accepted the Divine Mother. So, non-dualistic truth is truth. Yes, in transcendental meditation and samadhi, you can go to that level. But when you come down into the realm of this body-mind, you will have to accept this mother. And that is the safest way to say, mother is there, it is mother's play. Even Ramakrishna was born because of mother. What else? The whole creation comes. You cannot have any Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha or whatever concept. You cannot bring it because absolute does not do anything. That's the Vedanta philosophy. It cannot change, it cannot move, it cannot do anything. It is. But when you come into this level, then you cannot just stand there and say, because you are here. Your hunger is there, thirst is there, emotion is there. Frustration is there, joy is there. In this duality, in the plane of duality, you cannot just say, I am Atman. But we, Vedanta can study that. This is the practical application of Vedanta. To see mother everywhere means, ultimately you see, it is all the same. So, this is our sadhana, that's why we can practice it in our day-to-day life. Suffering will come, difficulties will come. But we have to surrender to that higher power who is inside us and who is the real guide. It is, she is holding the key. Shankaracharya says, Makshadwar kapat patana kari kashi puradhishwari vikshang dehi kripavalammana kari mata annapurneshwari. What she is talking? Shankaracharya saying, Makshadwaro kapat patana kari. There is a door. Here is moksha. Moksha means eternal liberation. And that the door is closed. And he is praying, Shankara is praying to Divine Mother. Mother, you just break through that. Please open it. Moksha dwaro kapato patanakari. You can just break through it. And you are the giver of porridge. What is the porridge? This nectar of spirituality. You can give the eternal life of spirituality. Moksha dwaro kapata patana kari kashipura adhishwari bhikshang dehi. I beg that arm so that I can feel that eternal blessedness and peace. So it is key in the mother's hand. So how much we do, whatever you do, that's why you go into the very many Vedanta people, at the end you will find that Hari Maharaj, Swami Turiyananda. He was a staunch Advaita Vedanta. Sometimes he didn't come to Ramakrishna even, because he was absorbed in Vedanta. Some Ramakrishna inquired, why I don't see him? I said, oh, he is doing now practice of Vedanta. Ramakrishna said, oh, is it so? Then one day he came. Even he has such a taste for Advaita Vedanta, that Ramakrishna is sitting there, who can give everything, but he is not finding interest in coming to him. Then he said, and whatever happened, that Swami Turiyananda, whole life established. Even Swami Vivekananda said, when he sent him in this country, I have talked about Vedanta. I will send you a person who is a living Vedanta. My God. That is the description of Swami Turiyananda. And that Turiyananda, he is talking to the Shanti Ashram, the devotees in the retreat. And Gurudas Maharaj, Swami, Atulananda, telling, why don't you have trust? Why are you losing trust on mother? And you see the last letters, mother, 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 mother. It is no contradiction. Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, they have through their life, they are shown, that is not contradictory. So long the struggle was there, Vedanta is this and Tantra is this and that. Ramakrishna reconciled all this. In our life, we need a mother. When we are in suffering, we are in joy, any moment in our loneliness, when we are really feel lonely, who is there to support me? There is the Divine Mother, to feel her presence and get her guidance. Talk to her inside. It is her responsibility to take care. Only if we can give up the ego. We cannot. That's why, as you do, the child is adult. Mother does not take care of anything. Even some mother will say, hey, you are now adult, do your things. If you don't do, the American mothers will say, get out. You are too much depending on us. You should be independent. But that mother, we should be always child. If we become independent, mother will say, okay, you go on, do whatever you like, and don't cry. Anyhow. Anything, you have any question? For 5-10 minutes we can spend.
Why should transformation come only through suffering? So,
it's the mother to ask. No, that because our mindset is such. See, our mindset is such, when we are really supported by friends, and I am praised day and night. Oh, Swami, you are so great. Ha, 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 ha. You are this, you are that. And I might get puffed up. I don't think it is mother. I think, I am somebody. It's the adulthood is coming to me. And I am becoming in charge of my ability. I studied well. I read this. That's why I am saying. That's why people are praising. Oh, I did this. I. So mother says, okay, you get the I. You get the blow there. And unless that I becomes thou, only in the time of little bit of inconvenience, it gives us an opportunity to think that way. So devotees really look upon this suffering in not that same way as other people look at. But sometimes suffering goes to such an extent when we cannot take it. That's an extreme condition. But even in that extreme condition, there is a blessings of mother. I do not know. I cannot say how, why, what. But we learn more from our suffering rather than whenever we are very comfortable. And then our Swami Sahananda says that when we are happy, we don't need a God. Everything is favorable. Everything is how the people become agnostics and other things. He said, I don't believe in God. I can do everything. Some of the very successful people. I know one Bengali gentleman. He's very successful. And you talk to him. He said, what? I don't go to any temple or anything. I know I can do this. So, okay, you do. God bless you. But if certain someday you will feel that your all effort is mean, are one moment something happens here, brain goes. Is it not? You fall down, you hit somewhere, some of the portion is blood clot or something comes, bas your brain gone. Alzheimer. What about a top scientist maybe, big world renowned person? And the moment it happens, you have no control. You have control of your death. You have control. I can do everything. Can do. But they're so, they won't come for any argument or anything to believe. They think that they have done everything by themselves, by their own effort. What is the need of God? That is the exact example from where we can draw our conclusion. I think probably we, if we would have been blessed with that attitude, that happiness is also His, then probably that suffering was not needed. But we, at the point of joy and whatever blessings, we cannot remember, or we are not that much into the thought of the Divine or thought of Mother. That's why probably sometimes it comes. But it passes. Also think that. We think that suffering is suffering. Okay. You say Rabindranath Tagore again, another one beautiful line. Mritu, mritu shedhare, mritu rarup, dukho hai se, dukhe rukup, tumahuti jabe, huye vimuk, apunar pane, चाधा चाय तुम्हारो यशी में मनो प्राणो निये इन योर इन्फिनिट सेल्फ विथ माई हार्ट एंड सोल एज मच एज आई मूव देर इज नो बिरीवमेंट देर इज नो डेथ कुथाओ मृत्यु कुथाओ दुख कुथाओ दिस नथिंग इज देयर बट तुमा होते जब हुई विमुख व्हेन आई टर्न माई फेस फ्रॉम यू The other way, toma hote jabe hoye apunar pane chai. I trust on my little petty ego, petty self. And there is the suffering, there is the death, there is the disease, there is the loss. But when I am connected with you, there is nothing. Because you know that I have a different identity. But now I think I am, my identity is this little body mind. Emotion, intellect, that structure. What my body, I am beautiful, I am old, I am young, this is the body. And your mind, this is my mind is strong, my mind is weak. This is your identity of your body, your mind, and your intellectual understanding. High, low, there we are bound. But when we are off from that, and we can connect, it is a divine power. Yes, your power is nothing but the supply power. The power of this bulb is because of the supply power. This power, this power, this power, this power, every power is supplied by some power. But if the bulb says, my power, okay, your power. When the switch is off, see, let me see how powerful are you. The power goes away, no? All the powerful people's power. Thakur said that people are so proud of their ego, and within three steps he does not know what is going to happen. In the next three steps, we do not know what is going to happen. So the point is that is the maturity comes out of that, and then we know there is a cosmic power, there is somebody who is protecting me. The other is, look at us, how we can survive till today through this tremendous types of experiences we go through, still we are here. How? Who is protecting that? we do not know that protecting force, the protecting benign hand of the Divine Mother. So this is the faith tells us to believe that. And so your question is right. We would have been happy if we could have given Thakur's example, Sonar Pathor Bati. There is one devotee was worshipping God, and then God was very pleased. Then he said, what boon you want? He said, I want I want to eat with my grandson in a golden plate. At a time, 2-3 prayers are fulfilled. Golden plate, you will be your, you have to eat in a golden plate, means you must, you, how rich will you be? And then you will have a grandson, means you are now, then you marry, then you have your children, and then they will have their children, and you will eat together. That means your life is so long. So wealth, money, everything is asked for. So to ask for this, even these things, there is a way of getting involved into it. So, I am very happy to come here. You know, when I come, I really enjoy your company. Because here Usha Amma is there, and this Bhajanananda Maharaj, and all these brothers are there, and you are all such loving heart, who love mother. That's a pure thing, no? See? We should develop that love more and more and more. I didn't go for much philosophy. I could have gone to Sankhya philosophy. I was thinking, it was coming to my mind. I say, it is needed for those people who don't believe it. But we believe it. Mother is there. Mother's grace is necessary. That's why we turn the discussion into our day-to-day life's problem. Really, we have to go through this. Whatever we do not know, why, what is happening, I do not know. Why my question? How much to know? Better to give in a good hand all the responsibility. You take, you, it is your responsibility. Anything happens, you can fight with her. You created this trouble, you solved it. I am your instrument, tell me what to do. That much. I don't want anything more. The rest of it, the good or bad, it is yours. So we pray for that mother's grace on all of us. So thank you all. Jai Ma.
Golden words, Amji.
Jai Ta.
Namaste,
Ji. Jai Jai. Aay ma ma ma.
আমি কালকে চলে যাচ্ছি কলকাতা
কালকে
যাচ্ছি কালকে
ও হো হো আমি দিল্লি যাব একটু বিয়ে আছে বিয়ে কতদিন পরে যাব 4 মাস হয়ে গেল হ্যাঁ কালকে যাবেন দিল্লিতে
মানে আর্লি মর্নিং আর্লি আহা পরশু আর্লি